This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Welcome to our first 30-minute show at Radio Up. Today's show will be divided into four segments. First segment is an introduction to UpHouse. We'll talk about what UpHouse is, where some of the other clubhouses around the world are, give a brief summary of the project UpHouse has worked on, and how to reach us by bus or metro. In segment two, we'll be interviewing Ruth, the program director of UpHouse. In segment three, Fenton, one of our members, documents the activities of the kitchen. And in segment four, Marty, another one of our members, will be interviewing Morgus Segan, who gives an account of his experiences suffering from bipolar disorder. Enjoy our show.
That was the opening segment of a new online radio program called Radio Up, which is both a podcasted program and an online radio station. It's a project of the Donald Berman Up House in Montreal. The Up House is a clubhouse that helps adults living with a mental illness to achieve greater self-determination, self-esteem, and self-worth. The Up House in Montreal helps people to reintegrate themselves back into society and the job market after their lives have been interrupted by mental illness. We're joined on the phone by Marty Zdalka and Fenton Benjamin. Welcome to People First Radio, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm wondering if Marty, could you start off and tell us about the start of this project? Whose idea was it, and how did it get going?
Well, what happened is that as a clubhouse here, we're part of an international organization of clubhouses, of which there's 350 in the world. There was a big conference for clubhouses in Sweden, and the people who represented us started talking to the Swedish clubhouse. They have their own radio station, and from then on, we started getting really interested. We started saying, well, we could do that too.
And that Swedish radio station is called Radio Total Normal.
Yes. Exactly.
Had you heard about that program before you, initiated your plans? Had you listened to it before?
That's right. We heard about it. We listened to it. We watched a little video on a little documentary on it. And from then on, we got very motivated and we created our own radio station.
Fenton, you were previously the host of a hip-hop morning radio show at John Abbott College's CSKY station. Is internet radio similar to FM broadcast radio?
Well, it wasn't the FM broadcast. It was internal. It was basically internal through the school that it was playing. It was playing in the lounge, just playing in the smoker's room. It was playing in the hallways.
I see.
So that's the type of radio station it was, and it's a bit different because I was just playing music. There wasn't very much talking going on, so I didn't have to edit. I didn't have to write master tracks or anything like that. Whereas now I do have to do these things. And the mixing board is virtual on our side, whereas at John Abbott it was a physical mixing board.
What were your experiences in preparing the first episode, Fenton? What were the challenges along the way?
Well, you have to be patient because you have to listen to everything and edit it properly. You have to have a good ear. You have to listen and not assume certain things when you're listening. And that was really the main challenge altogether. I got to learn how to use GarageBand, which is a program that we use. And we pretty much worked together as a team, and we got it all put together.
GarageBand, that's the Apple program, isn't it?
That's correct.
Marty, have you brought previous radio skills with you to this experience, or was this a whole new venture for you?
This was a whole new venture for us, for me. So we we realize that we're going to learn as things go on, that we don't have to, it doesn't have to be professionally done if we're not professional interviewers. But as we keep making more and more podcasts, I'm sure we're going to get better at it. So it, for me, it's totally new.
What are some of the challenges that faced you immediately as you started working on your first podcast?
The challenges, some of them were purely technical, the software, which type of media file can fit into which type of editing program. It's really all about content. It's really about choosing a suitable topic that interests people, that we think people will find interesting. To tell you the truth, like it's not that difficult. It's really the creative process of thinking of ideas, thinking what's important to put on the internet radio, and then editing it such that, you know, it's somewhat entertaining and educational for the listeners.
People First Radio is a program about people, the society in which we live, and the issues related to health and wellness. Coming to you on CHOY 101.7 FM and streaming at CHOY.ca.
I eventually went into the hospital after much ado. This was one of my 8 episodes in a psychiatric ward. I've been well going on 28 years now, and I did many productive things in my life. For example, I went to university, worked for the CBC, saw parts of Europe with my own money, and had 3 cars. I got married, eventually got involved in fundraising.
That was Morris Segan speaking about living with bipolar illness on the premiere episode of Radio Up, a new online radio station and weekly podcasted program produced by some of the members of the Donald Berman Up House in Montreal. The clubhouse is based on the International Center for Clubhouse Development model, which was founded in New York in 1948. There are currently 350 accredited clubhouses around the world and 20 in Canada. Clubhouses offer people with mental illness opportunities to reach their full potential. The members of Up House have launched an ambitious new project, an online radio station called Radio Up. You can find the station online at radio-up.org. We're speaking on the phone to Marty Zadulka and Fenton Benjamin. Fenton, you write at your website, radioup.org, that you want to speak out for those with mental health issues, and that your audience is people who suffer from mental illness and their friends and family members. Tell us more about your reasons for doing this.
Well, Up House is a work-oriented day schedule, so you don't come in and lounge around. You come in and you do work, like either clerical work or you help out in the kitchen, because we cook lunch for about 20 people every day. And we wanted the radio station to be kind of like the same thing as Up House in a virtual way, so that what happens is that we have a contest, which we're going to be having in the next show, where people are going to send in their recipes, and it gets them to, instead of just staying home, listening to TV and watching the radio, or watching TV and listening to the radio, they would be able to go out, buy some groceries, cook a little bit, take a picture, send in their emission for the contest, and take part in something. They kind of like report back to us. It gives them a bit of meaning in their life, and that's what we want to do with the radio station.
Well, Fenton, you in fact produced a segment in the kitchen where you were preparing a dish, and you involved hip-hop music with it as well, and that was part of the premiere podcast, wasn't it?
That's correct. The show's called Cook It Up.
Yeah, nice. Marty, you told, I believe it was you or one of you, told the Montreal Gazette that most of the podcasts you'll be producing will relate to the issues of fellow members at the clubhouse. What kind of issues are you going to be exploring?
Well, certainly that inevitably is going to be a theme in our podcasts. It could be personal stories about people's struggles with their illness, struggles getting the proper services, which is not easy in Quebec or probably in any part of Canada, struggling to get the right diagnosis. So it's an effort to make things real for a public who's still in general quite a bit ignorant about mental illness.
Fenton, tell us about the types of skills that you expect can be developed from this kind of project.
Well, listening skills can be developed, speaking skills as well, interviewing skills, just different things that you would need, say, if you were working in customer service. These are all skills that are used on the radio when we interview people and when we make the podcast come alive.
Marty, are you finding that just in the short time that you've been, or perhaps long time, that you've been working on the startup part of this work, have you changed as an individual?
Well, people are always changing. And when you're working at UpHouse, it's always a challenge because we do everything together. The decision-making is done together. So there's a lot of listening and a lot of skills around being patient and really hearing other people's opinions about not being too perfectionistic about what's going to be produced. I'm always learning about myself and other people.
We have just a moment left in our conversation today. I'm wondering if you have anything else you'd like to add, Fenton.
Well, I appreciate the work that you guys are doing, working with adults with mental illness. I appreciate that. And I just wanted to thank you for having us on the show today.
Marty, is there anything you'd like to add?
Not really. My thoughts are those of Fenton's. I think the effort to educate the public about mental illness, about all the subtleties of mental illness, about the fact that a lot of people live with it chronically, and just the idea that we have a responsibility to each other as a society to not leave people behind, not leave them in isolation, to not leave them in poverty, to give them a sense of community, which is what clubhouses are trying to do.
Marty Zadulka, Fenton Benjamin, thank you very much for taking the time to join us. It was much appreciated.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Marty Zadulka and Fenton Benjamin are members of the Donald Berman UpHouse in Montreal. The UpHouse helps people to reintegrate themselves back into society and the job market after their lives have been interrupted by mental illness. You can find Radio Up online at radio-up.org.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.